Hello, it's Mokshni here at Adisthana in the UK, and I'm sitting with Darshini.
Hi there, folks.
Who is the chair of the Glasgow Buddhist Centre, and we've just had the first full day of the January European Chairs Assembly meeting. And in some respects, this is an unusual European Chairs Assembly.
Yep, I mean, there's masses of us, isn't there? Yeah, sardines. Yeah, normally we'd have 40-something, 44, 45. So somebody totted it up, and at our biggest, at the high point of this meeting, is going to be 62 people.
That is a lot of people to fit into the beams at Adisthana, but we're managing.
So, yeah, it's a really big gathering, and one of the great things about it is that we've got a fantastic presence from mainland Europe, so lots of different nationalities, so it really feels like a proper European, not just the international meeting. So we've got people from where? We've got Poland.
There's Sweden.
Norway.
Spain.
We've got France.
And Germany, two centres.
Yep. Holland.
Belgium.
We've got Ireland.
And then, of course, not to forget Scotland.
Fantastic. Yeah. So really, why have we got so many people? Well, it's because there are 12 new people joining the meeting, 12 new chairs, as it were. God, I mean, one person from, where is it, Mid-Essex? It's a brand new Buddhist centre. Mm-hmm. Really good.
Yeah, and there seems to be a wave of new centres and also new chairs starting their role at centres. There were so many, we couldn't even have all the introductions in one evening, but we've had to spread them over several days.
Yeah, so what we're doing at this meeting is carrying on with some continuity, a theme that we've had running over the past couple of years, which has been, I think, really, really effective. And it started off by looking at what we were calling the culture of Tree Ratna centres, yeah? So what is it that is distinctive about our practice and the values of our community, yeah? And exploring that between us.
So, Darshini, could you say a bit about what the theme is in this current January European Chairs Assembly?
Ah, yeah. So, kind of coming out of that, this meeting's content has really, you could say, sort of been a talk that Jnanavacha gave last summer has been a springboard for the content of this meeting. Let's put it that way. So, Jnanavacha, who's the chair of the London Buddhist Centre in East London, he spoke last year and he gave a talk called Of Kings and Blessings. And what he was speaking about was leadership. And he was particularly inspired by a mentor that he had had when he worked pre his Buddhist life, when he worked in business. And this guy who really specialised in leadership, and he was very clear about the fact that he thought that leadership was a far superior function to management, yeah? And Jnanavacha picked up some themes from looking at this guy's current work and ran with it. One of the things he said was that he said, a smart organisation obsesses about its culture, yeah? And he said that the factors of leadership were culture, vision, teams and people. So that's the way in which we're looking at leadership on this meeting. So that's going to be quite inspiring, quite interesting, a bit challenging maybe?
Possibly. And this morning we started off having four short talks by current chairs on the topic of chairs as practice. But inevitably the topic of leadership came in, and each talk was really quite inspirational and thought-provoking. And we're going to follow that up over the course of this meeting with a variety of workshops on the theme of leadership, finding out the range of leadership models that exist, as well as the other topics that tend to be part of the business of European Chairs Assembly meetings. But it's also worth mentioning that, of course, doing business isn't the only purpose of these meetings.
That's right. So, I mean, in talking about the culture again, we talk about the culture of the movement. We would say that the culture of this meeting is to try and embed it in practice, and having a sense also of our practice being embedded in the system of practice. So we don't do anything on this meeting without starting with a double meditation in the morning. It's really important to have that to set our context. And we end the day with some form of ritual in the shrine room. Maybe we're also doing sadhana in one of the evenings. And we always have a practice, well, we nearly always have a practice day, or even in the summer, maybe 2 days. And Visantara is coming to do, our last day is going to be a practice day with Visantara. And that's great. Do you know, actually, since he and Vijayamala finished their long retreat, this will be the third time he's come and done some practice with the ECA. So that's just really fantastic, really lovely way for us to be together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, of course, in itself, it's also supportive to be here at Adisthana and have Bhante Sangharakshita around the corner and be here where there's so many people who are involved in practicing and helping run the order, the movement and the college. Thank you very much, Darsini. We'll leave it there for today and we'll speak again in a couple of days and find out how the workshops on leadership have gone. Bye till then.